Welcome to the podcast where we get into the real and raw of pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. My name is Hannah Gill. I'm a VBAC mom, doula, and birth educator, and I help women discover their options and harness their inner power to have the experiences they desire. I'm here to support you through the ebbs and flows of these transformative years so we can have open and honest conversations about the hard, the messy, and the beautiful parts of motherhood. This is the Ebb and Flow Birth Show. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ebb and Flow Birth Show. Today I'm going to be covering the question, why should you consider a VBAC versus a repeat cesarean? This is a question I get a lot, and I believe that knowing your why is so important when deciding between a VBAC or a repeat cesarean. And I can't tell you what your why is or try to convince you based on my why, because this is such an internal and personal decision to make that you have to figure out your why for yourself and use that why as your motivating factor behind your decision. And everyone's why is going to look drastically different. For me, I never even considered scheduling a repeat C-section ever, unless there was a clear reason that one was needed, like placenta previa, for example. It never even dawned on me to just schedule a repeat C-section. So my why was rooted in the trauma from my previous birth. For me, I wanted to at least give myself and my baby the chance at a vaginal birth, even if that ended in another C-section, because I just wanted to give us that chance. I wanted to at least try versus simply scheduling a C-section right away. But there are some questions to ask yourself and some factors to consider when you're trying to make this decision and figure out your why. The first is, do you want to have a big family? Do you want to have several children? So C-sections, we know, are major abdominal surgeries. And with every C-section, there are increased risks that come along with that we have to be aware of when making these decisions. Some of those are placenta issues like placenta previa or placenta accreta, placental abruption, increased level of hemorrhaging with a C-section, and then the potential that you could need a hysterectomy at some point if there is something like a really bad accreta or another complication. And the stats on what these risks are will vary individually and based on how many C-sections you've had, based on so many personal things with your medical history. But I'll link some resources in the show notes that kind of go over these stats with subsequent C-sections. Now, there are, of course, women that have had 4, 5, 6 plus C-sections without complications. But knowing that there is the potential for these increased risks is so important to know, because that's part of informed decision-making. We can't just jump into a decision without knowing what the risks are. There's some women that don't even know that these are potential complications and potential risks that come with more cesareans. And of course, there are risks to vaginal birth and all types of birth, but we just need to know and be aware of them when making our decisions. Also, surgery in general is just really freaking hard on your body. I've had several surgeries and they're hard on your body, and they're hard for healing and just how your body functions. So if you don't have to have another surgery, that's generally a beneficial thing. Another factor to consider is, what type of incision did you have for your C-section? Most women have a low transverse, which is the horizontal incision, but there are several types of incisions like classical, J, T incisions, or other asymmetrical incisions that can change the risk of rupture or potential complications. And there are women that have gone on to have VBACs that have had a classical or a special scar. And that is just something you need to look at when deciding. And again, I'll link in the show notes to special scar resources and what all that entails. So the third factor to consider is, do you have other children at home or anyone else that you have to care for? So caring for other children and yourself is generally going to be much more difficult after a major abdominal surgery, like a C-section, but everyone's healing is going to look different. But in general, you have restrictions after surgeries. So this and your postpartum support team are really important to consider. So if you're not going to have anyone at home to help you with either caring for yourself or caring for other children, pets, or other family members, that's something to consider when deciding between a vaginal birth and a C-section. And obviously, you can have complications during a vaginal birth that can make recovery much more difficult. But in general, when comparing the two, healing and recovering and going back to normal activities after a C-section is generally going to be harder. But if you have a great support team that's going to help you with taking care of everything, other children, pets, or anything around the house, then C-section might be a reasonable option for you. I mean, you yourself are still going to have to heal and you'll have limitations and restrictions, but at least you'll have that support team helping you during those early days. And then I think one of the most straightforward and important things to consider is, do you have any health conditions or concerns that would make VBAC simply not an option for you? So we know there are situations where a C-section is absolutely necessary and there's no other option. And these can look like a complete placenta previa. So having placenta previa, and we know that the placenta is blocking the cervix. And if you were to go into labor and start having your baby, the placenta would come out first. And that can cause, obviously, we know major medical issues, and that is life-threatening. Also, placenta accreta, so where the placenta is completely into, well, there's a spectrum of accreta, but in general, the placenta is forming into the wall of the uterus and it can have issues detaching. And if it is really, really bad, then the whole uterus needs to be removed. Otherwise, it can cause issues with detaching, cause excessive hemorrhaging, those types of things. And that is a case where a C-section is necessary. Another thing is your baby is trans in the transverse position at term. So that means your baby is completely lying horizontally across your uterus versus vertically, whether that be head down or breech. Your baby is completely sideways. And this can be a major concern. Your baby cannot fit through your pelvis if they are laying sideways like that. And it could potentially cause your umbilical cord to be exposed and have some prolapse there. And there are potential fetal conditions where it may make vaginal birth just completely unsafe for your baby. So there could be certain developmental abnormalities or physical abnormalities or something that would just make the stress on your baby too much to have a vaginal birth and they need to get out rapidly or for some reason cannot go through the birth canal. So this is something to consider as well. And these are generally rare and special circumstances, but like I said, everyone's individual circumstance is going to look different. So those are some things to consider when deciding between a VBAC and a repeat C-section. And like I said, your why is going to be such a personal internal decision to make, but just look at all of your options, look at everything that's on the table, all the risks and benefits, and then look into that why, and then make your decision from there. And I am happy to talk if you have any questions about maybe you're wavering, maybe you're on the fence, maybe you're just not really sure and you just want to know more or talk to someone else that has been through this experience. Please shoot me a DM on Instagram at Ebb and Flow Birth Co. Email me, just let me know, and I'm happy to talk about it because I know it can be such a hard decision for some women to decide between the two and what options are best for them. So that's it for today's episode. If you are enjoying the podcast, really the best way you can support me is to leave a review or a rating wherever you're listening to this, whether that be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even share the podcast, share your favorite episode on Instagram, or text it to a friend or a family member that you think could benefit. I really appreciate all the support you guys have been giving me, and spreading the word and leaving those reviews and ratings are really the best way you can support me. So that's it for today's episode, and I'll be back next week. You just finished another episode of the Ebb and Flow Birth Show. For more, head over to ebbandflowbirthco.com or on Instagram at ebbandflowbirthco. As a reminder, this podcast is provided to you for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not a substitute for medical advice. Until next time, bye, friends.